Well, I always, when I, since I was 16 years old, I'd buy and sell American Indian art and antiques. And so I just went back to that, you know. And then in the 80s, I got involved with bicycle racing. We had the fourth best team in the nation for a couple of years. And I sponsored Afro-American kids on the Velodrome. I had two kids, Scott Berryman and Tony Banks, on the national team for 500-meter sprints. So that was sort of a big thing, you know.
Of course, because most blues singers do that. Not, I mean, it's such an interesting life.
Well, we don't know. I mean, I always hear about blah blah blah. I had a dry cleaning business, and he came back to the blues. Alan Lomax discovered somebody that he was working. John Jackson was a grave digger. You know, you just never know what they were doing. That's not fair to say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. You're right. Yeah. You know that. Yeah. You know, when you're not when the music doesn't pay the bills, sometimes you go off, and you did to coach a professional bicycle team, which is very cool.
That I lost money off of.
Oh.
So my wife told me, if you want to marry me, you need to stop this. So I stopped, and I was really good for about maybe 8 years. And all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I want to play music again. What are you talking about? I thought musicians call you up just to talk to you on the phone. You never said, I would never marry a musician. You know, yeah. I said, well, okay, well. Then she said there'd never be a second album. So, but I've been married for almost 27 years, so I'm happy with this.